News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Christmas over, there's a good chance that you're staring at a house full of things maybe that you don't necessarily want, certainly not all of them, you certainly don't need a lot of them, but returning and exchanging gifts can be frustrating. So joining us to discuss your consumer rights is Sinead Ryan, consumer columnist with The Herald and The Independent. Sinead, I think we're past saying Happy Christmas, are we?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, okay.
I wish you a happy one.
Happy in between Christmas and New Year, this kind of weird zone we're in. There will be people, I suppose, staring at presents. Maybe, you know, they kind of put on the smile and they said, oh no, it's lovely. I really like it, yeah. And now they want to return it. No gift receipt, though. What's their situation there?
The law here is very clear, and I think some stores have been kind of victim of their own goodwill, because lots and lots of people, certainly people that write to me, seem to think that they have a right to exchange and return anything and get a full refund. And that's not the case, although some shops are better than others. So you don't have any right to return anything, gift or otherwise, whether you bought it or it was bought for you, unless there's something wrong with it. So it's not fit for purpose, it's not as described, it doesn't do what it says in the tin, and it's broken in some way or damaged. That's where your statutory rights come in. You can return it and get a repair, a replacement, or a refund. But if it's just something you don't like, or it's the wrong colour, or it doesn't fit properly, you don't have a right unless the shop has indicated that it will actually take returns. Now, of course, the obvious way to do that is a gift receipt. So if somebody has been kind enough to pop one in the bag with the gift, then I would suggest that's your tacit agreement that the shop will take it back. But do check the terms, because some of those gift receipts have nasty kind of conditions on them. First of all, it might say you can only return it within 30 days from the day it was bought. Others say you can only return it for whatever price it's on sale at. So that kind of thing can be very annoying. So do check that. Although, as I say, some shops are absolutely fantastic and will take the product back, no problem.
We've a question in here. I'd say in from a listener, in inverted commas, I think it's from our producer. So I hope the person who bought this present isn't listening. Can a store dictate how you exchange your goods? For example, off the top of my head, if you got a bag, can the store say you have to exchange it with another bag? Or do you have the right to spend the store credit on anything you want?
Well, certainly they don't have to give you anything for it. But if they are good enough to give you store credit, they can say, buy anything you like in the shop. They can say, here's three other bags, you must pick one of those. Really, the rules are whatever the store want them to be. If they're going to exchange an item, that has nothing wrong with it. So the shopper really is on the back foot in doing that. But remember, news gets around, people talk to each other, and lots of shops don't want a bad reputation when it comes to exchanging things.
All right, I hope that answers your question, Siobhan. Sorry, I didn't mean a listener who texted in there with that question for Sinead. In terms of how long, say, you do have the gift receipt and you have everything there, how long are they valid for? How long can you wait to do an exchange?
Again, up to the terms and conditions on the gift receipt. Most of them will say quite clearly returns must be made within 30 days. Now, that could be 30 days from the day the item was bought, which, you know, if you've done your Christmas shopping very efficiently, that could be the first week in December.
Yeah.
So you need to have a look at that and see exactly what it says.
Most stores, kind of in practice, though, aren't they? They're kind of forgiving of this type of thing, aren't they?
They are. But
of time limits.
And I think that's led people into a false sense of security that they have certain rights around this area. In other words, because, you know, they expect other shops to do it. But most of them are, because they know, look, at Christmas time, people are buying stuff for everybody else. They prefer to have your money, even if it's by way of a credit note, in the shop than not have it. So they are very good at doing it. But they can limit it. I mean, you can imagine they don't want a return of all those Rudolph jumpers, you know, this week.
Yeah.
Or certainly things like perishable goods, anything that's been personalised, you know, football jumpers with your name on the back of it. You know, they're not going to take back stuff like that, and they don't have to.
In terms of gift cards and vouchers that people get, I know there had been proposed legislation not too long ago about the extension of time limits on these. What is the situation at the moment?
Well, now, Ciarán, we've been waiting an extremely long time, 5 years, for this legislation to come in. And what's come in and about to come in now in 2019 is half the legislation that was proposed. So from next year, once that's signed into law, vouchers, and it won't be retrospective, by the way, will now carry a five-year expiry date as a minimum. Now, that is very, very generous, because at the moment there are no rules around vouchers of any kind, no rules around expiry dates, although, as I say, some organisations and companies are better than others. And the legislation will also provide that you don't have to spend it all on one purchase. Some shops have an irritating habit of saying, if you've got a €50 gift voucher and the item is €35, you're not getting any change. But also, if you've two €20 vouchers...
They won't give... They say that's it, the full 50 is gone.
Oh, sure. You may not get your change back in a voucher, even with other vouchers, because up to now, there's no law. So they can do what they like with it, really. In fact, I sometimes wonder why some shops sell gift vouchers at all. The terms and conditions are so strict. But that won't pertain now. So five-year expiry dates, they will give you change or allow you to use vouchers, say, bundled together on the same purchase, which some stores don't allow currently.
Right.
So it's a little bit better. What it's not doing, and a big gap in the legislation, which was called for, was to knock off these what are called inactive balance fees. And this is really irritating. If you have a voucher and you don't use it for 12 months, and remember, 30% of vouchers never get spent at all, the shop can dock off 2 or 3 or more euros a month until the whole balance is gone. There's no purpose in this whatsoever. The shop doesn't gain, there's no need for it, and it's a very, very annoying habit. That, unfortunately, is not being addressed now in the legislation.
All right. I want to ask about a piece you have in the Irish Independent today, actually, but it seems if you don't have the receipt, chance your arm, but you don't really have any rights. Is that kind
of... Exactly. If you don't have the receipt, and by the way, some shops say you must have proof of purchase. That doesn't mean the original receipt. If you have it on your banking app or bank statement with you saying, look, here's the transaction to your shop on whatever date it was, that'll do for proof of purchase. Chance your arm. Yes,
yeah.
Be nice and, you know, offer to take an exchange, a credit note rather than cash, and the shop hopefully will come up to par for you.
Oh, well, a producer this morning said she's going to start a riot in the shop if they don't exchange this bag that she was given by someone anyway. So they have been duly warned.
Re-gifting it.
I mentioned you have a piece in the Independent today on page 4, and I think it's something a lot of people will be paying attention to with the New Year's resolutions. You were saying, look, make these financial resolutions as well. What are the top tips for people who kind of think, look, 2019, this is it. Finally the year I'm going to get everything on an even keel.
I know. And, you know, getting in charge of your finances is no different to getting in charge of your health or, you know, any other aspect of your life, your diet or whatever. January is a very long month, longest month of the year, some people say, a lot longer than the 31 days, it seems. So don't beat yourself up if you're carrying debt from Christmas. Give yourself till March to pay it off. That's the first thing. We all have spend more at this time of year than we thought we would. Consider moving, you're rejigging your finances around. List all your debts, everything you owe from the highest interest rate down. Now, the top one is going to be your credit card because, ridiculously, they still carry an interest rate of 20% or more in some cases. So that's your top debt to get rid of. The lowest debt is your mortgage because it carries an interest rate of 3 or 4%. So list those so at least you know what you're looking at and aim to get rid of the first one as quickly as possible. You could move the balance to a different card that carries a 0% interest rate. Now, they all do this permanently. ABC, Bank of Ireland, all have zero rate credit cards. Transfer it for 6 or 7 months, clear down that debt. The next thing is to declutter your finances. If you print off a bank statement, do it the old-fashioned way, make sure you get it in the post or print it off, and use a highlighter to highlight anything that's a standing order or direct debit, something that's going out every single month. I think most people are amazed to find out they have no idea what some of those are. They're old subscriptions to things or, you know, bills or insurance policies they don't need anymore. If you can't name it and say what it's for and why you took it out, consider getting rid of it for 2019. And finally, set up a savings account, a deposit account. It's completely free. Download your banking app, set up a deposit account and call that 2019, either Christmas, if you feel like it, or household or emergencies, or give it some name and drop money into it on payday. And that way, you'll build up a little reserve for yourself, and that's really important.
All right. On that note, Sinead Ryan, who is a consumer rights expert, consumer columnist with The Herald and The Independent. Sinead, thanks a million for speaking to us. And Happy New Year. Happy Christmas, as you said. It's gone. Done and dusted. Happy New Year.